We are acknowledging our cousins who are involved in Irirangi Māori up and down the country in our next conversation, because at the recent radio and podcast awards, Sun FM and Tūmeke FM, both of them out of Whakatāne, were acknowledged for the wonderful contribution that they continue to make to independent radio and Te Reo Māori broadcasting in the Eastern Bay of Plenty. Now, Jared Dodd is the station manager, and we want to pay tribute to all of our irirangi and the role that they play in our communities up and down the country. Tēnā koe, te rangatira, Jared. Thanks for joining us on Wātea today. Ngā mihi.
Mōrena.
Kia ora. I'm sort of familiar, having lived in the Waikato way back in the day as well, Jared, just how long Sun FM and Tūmeke FM have been going now. I guess you guys will be coming up towards 30 as well. Tell us about the origins of both, please.
Yeah, well, so it's probably over 30 years. So my first involvement, it was called, we had one station, it was called Tūmeke FM. And whilst it was wildly popular with our Māori audiences, we were always mindful that funding wouldn't last forever. And so one of the avenues that we tried was to sell radio advertising. It was a bit of a struggle. With the name Tūmeke, it wasn't taken seriously in our communities. So it went through various changes with various managers over the years. And I came back from Auckland probably about 14 years ago to take over the management of, it was called Sun FM then. It was two frequencies, but it was a real hybrid product. And so what I did was split them out, bought back Tūmeke, and that's where our real Māori speakers, our whānau, hapū and iwi, and our kura. And then Sun FM was more about, it still has a Māori language strategy, but it's about normalising te reo for everyday people. So if we can get people to say more kia oras and more mōrenas, whānau, just using everyday language, it's a win. But winning Independent Station of the Year last week at the New Zealand Radio Awards was absolutely fantastic.
Of course it is. Not all of our Māori radio stations throw their hat into the ring, but I'm pleased that you saw fit too, and that the judging panel recognise the contribution that you've made to the enjoyment of not just reo Māori, but also Waiata Māori. And many of us have been around for a long time, and just acknowledging how contemporary Waiata with reo Māori interwoven is becoming increasingly normalised. But it's stations like Sun and Tūmeke that have contributed to that change in attitude towards contemporary soundscapes here in Aotearoa. When you look back at how that has been achieved, it was a very deliberate strategy. Who would you like to acknowledge for having been part of the journey, Jared?
Yeah, it has been an interesting journey. Like, don't get me wrong, I made a whole heap of mistakes and learnings along the way, but I think with those mistakes you have learnings. That helps with the growth of both brands, like essentially their sister stations, and one of the strategies that we've tried to incorporate is, like, as I touched on earlier, was using advertising as well. Well aware of carry on, it might not look the same or sound the same, but that's our radio station, and it's for our communities.
Do some name dropping of some of the neat hosts that have been involved in the kaupapa across those three decades. Just feels like you might be a little out of range now. Jared, where are you, mate? Hello, mate.
Sorry, it's just cut out. There you go.
Better? Can you can hear me? Oh, just asking you to give us a bit of a roll call of some of the identities that have been part of the broadcast mucky with both Sun and Tūmeke across the years.
Well, to be honest, I've only ever worked for two companies. One was Tūmeke when I came straight out of high school. And so worked there for 10 years, then left to go to the radio network in Auckland. It's now called NZME. Did 10 years there. And then, it was just totally over Auckland and to come home. And redevelop our brands was it was a huge opportunity. So, yeah, I've only ever really worked for two companies.
What about some of the hosts who've been on these radio stations and platforms over the years?
The host, it's we've had we've got the likes of Carlos Junia, who's been with us for many years. But what I've found, then we've got Kahi Stevens, who's again he's been with us for over 20 years. But one of the struggles I've found with Māori broadcasting is that it's almost like it was designed to fail because it was never funded enough to pay what the going rates were. So of recent years, with the development of Māori Social and Health Services, Whare Wānanga, Whakaata Māori, where we would always lose staff to, other Māori companies that could pay more. That's been one of the biggest struggles for Māori radio is retention of staff. We just keep losing them. You get them trained up to a certain level where they're absolutely smashing it, and then they get poached. It's a real threat to the industry. So, being able to do things like, sourcing alternative funding, advertising, it's helped me actually retain staff so you can actually pay them more.
I understand that too, but nor do we want to inhibit the journeys that our people have been on. It's the same here across time as well with young broadcasters. They find their feet and develop confidence, and next thing you know, they're tahoed by other organisations. But, I used to get angry about it, Jared, slightly angry. Now I just feel, okay, well, that's wonderful for those colleagues that we've worked alongside to get a chance to grow and spread their wings as well. Again, congratulations, mate, on the success. And it's such a feature. I'm getting the nods, too, from our engineer who hails from down those ways. And just knowing how important Sun and Te Tūmeke have been to the way that Whakatane and the Eastern Bay has developed over the years. And congratulations to you personally as well, Jared, for your contribution across many years to whakamana the efforts of the Irirangi in your part of the world. Thanks very much for joining us on the program. Congratulations, Jared.
Nami.
Tēnā koe.